There's a Saraya that the owner has to be there mainly Bishas Shila. The same time when you borrow the cow, if you also borrow the owner at the same time, then you potter, even though he's not there later on. That's the way Abai is Miyashiv. Rova Sobla Krav Yonison. Rova learns the Krav Yonison that the word Oy is extra here. O Mataras Lakura Krav Yonison. Let's have Sukkum Krav Yonison. The Tanya learned. In Bolov Imoy Lo Yishalim. If the owner is with you, the Shema Yepotter. Mashma Yisav Etavayu. Mashma Onis, the owner is with you the whole time, from the beginning until the end. O Mashma Nami Sosa. Mashma Terise Bechoda. If he's there one time, less the Bechoda, not there one time, also Potter. It's Mashma both ways. Uksib, it also says, Bolov Ein Imoy Shalom Yishalim. If the owner is not with you, then you have to pay. Mashma the Lesev Etavayu. Why are you Chayiv? Only because he wasn't with you at both times. And Mashma Nami, the Chiyisa Bechod of Lesa Bechod of Chayiv. That's the Kshala. Each way is Mashma both ways, so it's a Stira. Loimla, come to teach us like this. That Oyeimai Bishash Shaila. If the owner was with you at the time when you borrowed the cow, then you put her and Ein Tzorach Liyosima Bishash Shavu Rameisa. Then the owner does not have to still be working by the Shemer Bishash the animal broke or died. But Oyeimai Bishash Shavu Rameisa, if the owner was only with you at the time when the cow died or broke, the owner has to be with you also. That's the drush is this chedushim that you only put the bowl of imoy if the owner was with you at the time when you borrowed the cow. Maybe no. Why not change it around? The main thing is that the bialim should be there b'shas the animal dies. Tomorrow says no. It's more mistavra the owner should be there at the time when you borrowed the cow. Because that's the same time you bring it into your reshus. It's as far as then the owner should be there also. Ah, the rabbi, just the opposite. Shivuru Mesa Adifa. Shivuru Mesa is better. Shekein Chayi B'Yainsin. That Shivuru Mesa Yechayi B'Yainsin. So Mor says, no. Eloi Shoalo, if not for Shailo, Shivuru Mesa, my Yavid. What does it do? Vila Shivuru Mesa, Shoalo, my Yavid. Mazafila Wachi, Shailo Adifa. It's more mistar, but the Bible must be the Bisha Shailo. Shekein Chayi B'Yainsin Aseho. When you take the cow, that's the time Yechayiv. So Rashi says, Aloi Se Shoa Meschayivu. B'Yain to start feeding it. So it's hard to say at that time, say if the Bailam is with you at that time, you'll be part of the Chiyuv and will not be Chal upon you. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. So what's one more Gemara? Ravashi Yomar, Omar Kro, V'chayish Shal Ishmim Riyayu, V'lo Riyayu Imoy, Shalom Yishalim, Horayu Imoy Potter, Yochi Bolov and Imoy, V'im Bolov Imoy, Lomali, Yavn Nisposik, Yilav Hanach, Havemino, Hayurka the Kro, that's the Yurka the Kro. Alright, we'll stop here.
Yeah, we're holding that Tzadik Rova Meral. We'll start over again from the top. Mara says now that Rova Sov L'Kreb Yenisin or Mataris L'Kroi Kreb Yenisin. Rova will answer the Psukim according to Kreb Yenisin. That he holds Echod Echod Mashma. Then the Pasuk says two things, it means each one separately. The Tanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says, In Bolov Imoi Lo Yishalim. By Yishoyol, if the owner is by the Shemer, so the Shemer is Potter. Now, according to Rabbi Yonason, it's Mashma the Yisei B'Tavayu, or Mashma Name the Chiyisei B'Choda, V'Leisei B'Choda Potter. According to Rabbi Yonason, it's Mashma both ways, that as long as the owner is with the Shemer, either B'Shas Shailo, or else later B'Shas Misa, the Shemer is Potter. That's one Pasuk. Uksiv, the second Pasuk says, Bolav Ein Imoy, if the owner is not with you, then Shalom Yishalim, then the Shemer has to pay a Shailas Chayiv Anointin. Now, Mashma Delesei B'Tavayu, it's Mashma both whether the owner is by neither, not B'Shas Shailo and not B'Shas Misa, and Mashma Name Dechise B'Chod V'Lesei B'Chod Chayiv. It's also Mashma that even though he's there by one of the two, but since he's not there by one of the two, still the Shemer is Chayiv. So the Churat Sestira, like if the owner is there at one time, so it's Mashma one place that you Chayiv and one place that you Potter. So therefore the Pshat is Loim Lecha, comes to teach us that Ho Yimoy Bishas Shalom, if the owner is with the Shemer, is working for the Shemer, Bishas Shela, Bishas you borrow the cow, and Tzorach Lios Imoy Bishas Shavuro Mesa, then the owner does not have to still be by the Shemer, Bishas the Oinus happened, Bishas the Dardo it broke. But Hoye Imoy Bishash Shvuro Mesa, let's say the owner was working by the Shemer at the time when the animal died, still Tsarach Lius Imoy Bishash Shela, that the owner has to be with you Bishash Shela. That's why Rav is miyashu the psukim from Yonasan, like we said before. But that there's a ptura of bolo v'imoy, the main thing is totally b'shas shayla. At the time when you borrow the cow, that's the time you have to have the owner working for you also. Now the Gemara says, Eipach hano, why don't I change it around? Like true, one time he has to be there, and one time not. So how do you know to say that if the owner is there b'shas shayla, then you have the ptur, and if not, maybe the opposite way. Gemara says, Mistabro shelo adifo. It's more of a svara that I should all be totally if the owner was there at the time when you first borrowed it. Mishum the komaisilo rishusay. That's the time when the shemis bring it into his rishus. That's when he has his chiyuvim. So if the owner was there then he has the ptur. So more says adara, but just the opposite. Shivuro mesa adifa. It's more of a svara that the owner should be there at the time when the yonis happens. Shekein chayiv yoin seh, because that's the time when the chiyuv is chal. The Gemara still says no. Eloi Shela Shvuru Meisim Mayovid. If not for the fact that the Shemet took it, borrowed it, what do I care if it dies later? Like it's all told the Chiyuv Machal B'Shas Shela B'Shas you borrowed it. The Gemara says no. But Vilav Shvuru Meisim Shela Mayovid. But if it didn't die at the end, what do I care that you borrowed it first? So what? But the Meisim didn't die. So the Svara should be totally B'Shas Einsim when it dies. Gemara says no. Afilu och, even so, shelo adifa. If it's more of a svar, it should be totally where the owner is at the time when the cow is being borrowed. Bishar shelo. Shekein chayiv b'mzonaseho. That's the time when the shemer has the chiv to feed it, because of the shelo. So mel it's a svar. That's the beginning of its chayvis. So that's the time that if the owner is there, it's chalap tur right away. If the owner is not there then the shoyel, the shemer is always chayiv. Rav Ashi Yom Akro, the posik says, V'chiyi shal ish me'im re'yeyu. If you borrow something from your friend, which is mashma v'loy re'yeyu imoy, and not if your friend, not if the owner is with the object that you're borrowing, then shalim yishalim, then you have to pay. Mashma horayeyu imoy, mashma if the owner is with the cow that you're borrowing, then potter. So chorot mashma klilif nis posik v'chayishal, that b'shas you borrow it, it depends if the owner is there or not. So Gemara yes, ihochi if so, Rav Ashi makes it there from this posik, then bol of ein imoy, vim bol of imoy lomeli. What do I need the other psukim to say clearly the difference, whether the owner is there or the owner is not there? So Gemara says, Ilav Hanach, if not for those other psukim that says clearly, in bol of imoy or in bol of enimoy, have a min, I would have thought to say, Hai Urcha de Kerohu, this posuk that says, V'chiyi shal ish miyim re'yu, that's a normal way of talk. Just once I have the other psukim that I know, there's such a ptur, if the bailam is there, b'shas shelo, or else b'shas misam, I'm not sure which one. Now this posuk comes and tells me clearly, that the ptur is v'chiyi shal, it's totally b'shas shelo, if the owner is with the shemar, then the shemar is potter. If the owner is not by the shemar, b'shas shelo, then there's no ptur, even though the owner is there later on. Now the Gemara says, Boyi Rami Bar Chomo. He asked a question like this. Shelo l'riva maho. Let's say somebody borrows a cow to live with it. Not to work with the cow, but to river to live with the cow. So the shayla is, does he have a chi of einsin or not? Is it like a regular shayla or not? Kedishayla yinshi binon l'hochi l'shayla yinshi. Is the pshat from the regular shayla that you're borrowing it for the normal usage? And here, this is not the normal usage, so maybe you don't have chiyuvim on einsin. Or dilma maybe, time am I, what's the reason why your shayla is chayiv? His ischayvis is mishrim hano, because he has enjoyment. He's borrowing something to use it. Also, this person is borrowing the cow to live with the cow, so that's his enjoyment. Maybe he'll have a chiyuv on einsin. That's one shayla. Another shayla is shoalo liroyes bo. Let's say you borrow a cow not to use it to plow with, but just to be able to show off to people as if you're rich, like you want to do business deals with people. So if you show them that you have a lot of cows, they'll do business with you. So you're only borrowing the cow from somebody else just to be able to show off liroyes, to look as if you're rich. Ma, what's the locha? Are you chayiv an einsin or not? Is the pshat from the shoyl that you're borrowing money, and here also you're borrowing something that's value, that's worth something? Or duma maybe memoyne distlei hanomi nebinon v'leka. Or shoyl is the pshat that you're borrowing something to use it to have enjoyment from the thing itself, and here you're having no enjoyment from the cow itself. It's just that you want to look rich.
So maybe in such a case you would not have chiyuvim of a shoyl. Another shayla is, let's say you borrow a cow to work with it, but the work it's going to do for you is going to be worth less than a shava pruta. Is that called mamon or no? Maho. Memoinam biko v'iko. The pshat is you're borrowing a cow, so lemaisi you borrowed it. It's worth money. The cow itself is worth something, so you borrowed it. Oiduma maybe ko pochas mepruta leklomu. Since you only borrowed it to do work by you, less than a shava pruta, that's not kosher, that's leklum. Maybe you will not have a chiyuv of a shayl. Another shayla is, shoal shtei porois lasois behen pruta mao. Let's say you borrowed two cows to work by you, that together they'll do a shava pruta by you. What's the locha then? Do you have a chi of shayla not a chayv and einsin? Me, Yamrinu, do I say one svar is, zilbos a shayla mashal, go after the owner and the shamer. Vika, there's a shamer here that borrowed cows to do a shava pruta's worth, so therefore he has a chi of shayla. Oy dilma maybe zilbos a poros, go after the cows itself. Each one, since they're not going to do by you a shava pruta, it's only together. But each one is only doing a chatzis shava pruta, so therefore you won't have a chiyuv shayla. You'll be potter anointing. Another shayla. Shoel mi shutfin v'nishaloi echod mehen mahu. Let's say you borrowed this cow from partners. Two people own the cow together. So you borrowed the cow from the partners. V'nishaloi echod mehen. Now one of the owners are working for you, and not for the other one. He's only working like, he's only one shutif. So mahu, kula bol of binon voleka, the ptur of im bol of imoy is maybe you have to have the whole owner. And here, since there were two shutfim and you only have one, he's not called the owner. Oidilma maybe mehu palgo di day, miyu miftar, but listen, the half that he owns, his share, you'll be potter to pay him back half of the damage. That since he was with you, so on half of the ownership, you potter. Maybe Hefez also makes a ptur of Bolovimai. Another shayla. Shutfim sheshualu. Let's say two people borrowed the cow by shutfis. V'nishal liyechad mehen. And the owner now was working by one of the two shutfim. And not ptur is shutfis, but phony for one of them. Ma, what's the locha? Kula shoyel binon v'leka. Does the owner have to be working for both of them, for the whole shomer, and here he's not? Or do it maybe, but since the owner is working for one of the two, so for that half, the one that is working by, that one would be potter. Maybe there is a potter halfway, if the owner is working for half of the shayl. Another shayla. Shoal mehu isha. Let's say you borrowed a cow from a wife. V'nisha baila. And the husband is working by you. Not the wife itself, the one that owned the cow, but the husband. And we know the locha read that a husband has a right to use the cows, the poros, of his wife. He has a kinyan peros in it. So the shayla really is the kinyan peros the kinyan aguftami. That the owner has a right to use it, has he considered like the owner? So therefore, if you borrow the cow from the wife, and now the husband comes to work by you, you would have a ptur of bol of imay. Or else the shayla, another shayla, the opposite way. Isha sheshoalo on isha that borrowed the cow. V'nishal labal. Mahu. And the owner of the cow, like, started to work for the husband. Was Nish, Venishal Labal. What's the locha? The shayla is Kinyan Peres, Kinyan Guvdami, Oiloi. The Kinyan Peres that the husband has in the Nechosim of his wife, is that called like he's the real Bailam? And therefore, here that the owner was Nishal to the husband, that's called Shoba Bailam. Oiloi, maybe no. Maybe the husband is not called like the owner. The husband only has a Kinyan Peres in the Nechse Melug, and maybe Kinyan Peres Lavka Kinyan Aguvdami. So that's one shayla. Oh, Malay, it's not the Gemara, it's another shayla. Oh, Malay, Ravina Leravashi, Hoy Melish Luchai. If the owner of the cow says to Shliach, Tsei V'hisholi Imperosi, listen, this Ruvain wants to borrow my cow, and I want you also to work for him. I'm making you a shliach as if I'm working, I'm the owner, as if the owner is working with the shoyl. Mahu, bolov mamish binan v'leka, his alocha v'im bolov imay means the owner himself, mamish. And here you don't have it, you only have a shliach, so there won't be the ptur. Or dilma maybe shlucha shalazim k'moysay, no. If you make a shliach is k'moysay. So it's considered like the owner is here with the shomer, and therefore the shomer would be potranainzin. V'ika, So Malay Rav Acha Brei the Rav Avi the Rav Ashi Hishno Bal. The halacha that the Charlie just had about a husband and his wife's nechosim, is he called like an ikur owner? Is kinyan peres kinyan gufdom? You're not. You should know that's a plukta the Rabbi Yechonim Rosh Lakish. And shliach, what's going to be the halacha if the owner makes the shliach to work with the shomer? That's plukta the Rabbi Yonasan Rabbi Yashia. What is this? That the Baal plukta the Rabbi Yechonim Rosh Lakish. Yitma, we don't like this. Hamoicha sadei lechaveroi leperis. If somebody sells his field to his friend, just that the friend could plow the field, plant there, and what grows belongs to him. Now, this Reuven only bought the field, the Paris, in order to eat the produce that grows from it. So the Shalom now, when he brings Bikurim from this new produce, can he make the Kriya, Aloha Adoma Shinasata Li? So Rabbi Yechonin Omar, maybe the Kriya, yes. This person could bring Bikurim and say the Parsha also. Like since he has the Kinyan HaPeris in the Karka, that's called like a Kinyan HaGuf, and therefore it could be Mevi V'Kaira. However, V'Resh Lokesh Shomer, Mevi V'Yena Kaira, no, he can't say the Parsha because he does not own the Karka. In other words, Rabbi Yechonin Omer, Mevi V'Kaira, Yechonin is the one that says he could bring Bikurim and say the Parsha because Kinyan Peris, Kinyan HaGuf Domi. The fact you have a Kinyan Peiros, the fact you bought this property in order to use it to have the Peiros from it, that's called like your own property in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore it could be maybe the Kaira. For a Shlokesh Shomer, maybe the Yena Kaira. No, you could bring, but you can't be Kaira. Why? Because Kinyan Peiros love Kinyan HaGuf Domi. The fact you only have this Chus, the Peiros of the Karka, you do not own the Guf of the Karka, that's not called like a real owner. So according to Resh Lakish, the husband is not considered like the real owner in the Nichsei Milug. Shliach, what's the machlokes of Shliach? That's plukta Rabbi Yonasan Rabbi Yashia. The Tanya we learned. Ha'im melapetrupis. If a husband says to us, napetrupis, the Shliach that he appointed to take over his property when he goes away, so he tells the Shliach like this, napetrupis, that kol nedorim shetei ishti nederis. All the nedorim that my wife will make, mikan at shavim mokam pleni, from now until I return from my place, is heifalo, I want you to be made for my wife's nedorim. The Heifalo, and the Shliach did it. The Shliach, when he heard about his wife's neder, he said, Muflucho, Muflucho. So, Yochu Yehei Mufar, I would have thought to say, maybe it helps. And a neder is Mufar, Talmuloim, and this the Pesach says, Isha Yikimenu, V'Isha Yeferenu, that you need Badafka, the husband, to be made for the neder, and not a Shliach, not an apotropis. Divur Rabbi Yashi, this is what Rabbi Yashi holds. Rabbi Yonasan Omer, Motzinu b'chol makom shashluch hashladim k'maisai. No, we find all over there's a parasha of shlichus. So therefore, just like the husband could be made for his wife's nadarim, the same thing if the husband appoints a shliach, the shliach could also be made for his wife's nadarim. So kids, our machlokes, if the Baalim makes a shliach to go with his cow, will be told in this machlokes. Oh, Malay Rav Ilish Lerovo, Hoimeli Avdoi. What's going to be in the case if the master tells his Eved Kenani, Tseve Hishlim Perosi. Listen, somebody wants to borrow my cow, so I want you to go and work with him. Maho, what's the loch? Is that